I think that Jimmy Carter really took it on the chin when he tried what I think was a very sensible approach to trying to deal with the Iranian revolutionaries, the people who took the hostages. American people are just not willing to be patient with the smart solution. In that case, without causing any deaths, we were able to get the hostages free, and we didn't have to sacrifice 2,300 soldiers, and we didn't have to kill tens of thousands of Iranians. A deal was worked out, and they were brought home. And America didn't like that, and they voted against him. Do you have some hope that Americans are going to see it differently?
Unfortunately, I don't think that the majority of Americans are going to think like Jimmy Carter. But I'm convinced, however, that they want to leave the current Iraq dilemma as soon as possible. I can hardly agree that we can persist over there economically or militarily indefinitely. We should use the British Empire as an example. The British Empire at the end of the First World War set up all these nations. And because of the Second World War and their efforts to continue their empire led to their decline, we simply have replaced the British and continue the arrogance that they showed because we think that we are supremely powerful with our military. But that doesn't make us infallible, more omniscient or more omnipotent than the British. The arrogance of power that we're currently manifesting confuses power with wisdom, patriotism with religion, missiles for restraint, all the hubris of empire known historically from time immemorial. What does it profit a country to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of its soul?